Bible Study Fellowship, Revelation, The Hope. Lesson 2, God's Glorious Consummation, Overview of Revelation. Focus verse, Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. In the beginning, God commanded light to penetrate the darkness. Throughout history, His light has never gone away. God's overarching redemptive plan prevails, despite the catastrophic consequences of human rebellion. Through hardships and personal failures, God called a people to Himself. Patriarchs believed and prophets spoke. Then, Jesus came. He healed the sick, delivered sinners, and proclaimed truth. The cross that appeared to be a victory for evil declared the Lord's resounding triumph. Light again dispelled darkness when Jesus rose from the grave, victorious over evil, sin, and death. Jesus' light and life work powerfully in the lives of all who believe in Him. How does God's light shine today? Though God's people have increasing means to reveal Jesus' light to the world, rebellious resistance to Him intensifies. The consequences of human sin, anxiety, fractured families, environmental concerns, violence, debilitating illness, terrorism, pervade the planet. Will God prevail? Revelation answers emphatically, yes. God reigns over history. His redemptive purposes triumph through His Son. The darkness-shattering light God spoke into existence in Genesis explodes into glorious, unfiltered radiance in Revelation. The stunning consummation of God's story unveils His perfect justice and glorious design for believers from every tribe, language, people, and nation. God's children find hope, peace, and rest in His unfailing purposes. God's promised eternal victory offers God's people assurance for today. Division 1. Why should I read Revelation? Revelation's opening words expose its heart. The revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show His servants what must soon take place. Jesus stands in the center of history, the Bible, and Revelation. His light floods the visions, promises, and warnings of this book. Revelation is the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit spoke to God's people in seven churches, and throughout the book speaks to believers today. We read Revelation because God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have given it to God's people throughout the generations. The writer and world of Revelation. Verse 1 names John as Revelation's writer. This is most certainly John the Apostle, the brother of James, and one of the 12 men Jesus called and trained. John enjoyed a deep relationship with Jesus. He walked with Him beside fields of grain and saw Him asleep in a fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee. He saw Jesus transformed in light-filled glory on a mountain. From the cross, Jesus asked John to care for His mother. After Jesus ascended to heaven, John continued to serve his friend and Savior, proclaiming the gospel to Jerusalem and beyond. John lived in the imperial Roman world of military dominance and political intrigue. He encountered cities of ambitious commerce and ethnic diversity. Rome tolerated Judaism, into which John was born. But by the time John wrote, the empire was increasingly suspicious of Christians. Jesus' followers were ordered to worship the emperor. Refusal cost many Christians their lives. John, like many believers today, navigated a world that misunderstood, accused, and persecuted Christians. Yet the good news of Jesus overtakes this hostile world, transforming hearts by the power of God. Most scholars place John's writing of Revelation during the reign of the Roman Emperor Domitian, who ruled AD 81 to 96. Others believe John wrote it during Nero's rule, AD 54 to 68. Although the exact date of the letter is unknown, John wrote to seven churches in the Roman province of Asia. Streams of truth in Revelation. Truth streams through the Bible and converges in Revelation. God's purposes and plan permeate this book. Revelation unveils the Father's sovereignty, His Son's greatness, and the Spirit's supernatural activity. God's people worship Him in victory. God's justice forever resolves the conflict between good and evil. Renewed and flourishing life amid God's glory banishes sin and death. God, Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. We read Revelation to know God. John described Him as the one who sits on the throne, resplendent and mysterious, yet revealing Himself in word and action. Constant praise surrounds His heavenly throne. God calls Himself the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet, and the one who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation reveals the finality of God's judgment alongside His saving grace toward His redeemed people. He is beyond full comprehension, yet He promised to live forever with His people. The slain Lamb who triumphed, Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, chapter 14, verses 9 through 11, and chapter 19, verses 7 through 16. In Revelation, God's people see and worship King Jesus, God's Son. In His Gospel, John unveiled Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the only one worthy to unseal God's plan because He purchased God's people with His blood. God's Lamb also unfolds His judgment, pictured as a harvest of the grapes of God's wrath. Yet Jesus relates to His people as the bridegroom to His bride, even as He comes as a warrior prepared to destroy God's enemies. His loving triumph and righteous execution of justice stand unmatched and unrivaled. The Spirit, Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, chapter 2, verse 7, 11, 17, and 29, and chapter 3, verse 6, 13, and 22. Before He left earth, Jesus promised He and the Father would live within His people through the Holy Spirit. Revelation also reveals the Holy Spirit's work. The seven spirits before God's throne perhaps refer to the Spirit Himself. Jesus repeatedly commands His people to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The Holy Spirit reveals God's truth and brings new, eternal life. Redemption. Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 14, and chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Jesus paid sin's penalty for His people, dying on the cross to redeem sinners and bring them eternal life. Forgiven and set free, believers stand against evil, self-indulgence, and false religion. Majestic scenes in heaven reveal immense numbers of God's redeemed people rejoicing in victory before His throne. Heaven's triumph energizes God's children to live God-honoring lives each day. A glimpse of heaven reminds believers that their ultimate home is elsewhere, and evil is temporary. Sin, Satan, and conflict. Revelation chapter 12 and 13. Even with assurance of Jesus' redemption, within God's sovereignty, evil still exercises great force. Jesus defeated Satan at the cross, but the devil continues to oppose God and His people. Revelation depicts the horror of arrogant human rebellion and satanic influence. Conflict in the spiritual realm erupts into open conflict on earth, as terrible creatures emerge from a great abyss. Demonic armies march, and a grotesque beast rises from the sea to seize authority. God reveals His perspective on nations and people who resist Him. The sobering news of Revelation also comforts us. Evil will not prevail forever. Those who belong to Jesus have no reason to fear. God's judgment, Revelation chapter 15, verse 1, through chapter 16, verse 7. The judgment depicted in Revelation sometimes raises questions. Some struggle with the severity of God's intervention, while others question why He delays judgment while evil seems to run rampant. God enacts judgment to defend His people and uphold justice on their behalf. Because our finite minds cannot fully understand God's ways, we must focus on His perfect character. God's divine nature perfectly balances the exercise of benevolent grace and just judgment. God does not violate one attribute to exercise another. We trust Him with what we do not understand and thank Him for His grace, forgiveness, and justice. Revelation reveals God's wrath against sin. God created a world that reflects His pure, perfect, and beautiful nature. He made everything good in every way, including humans in His image. When sin defiled God's perfect world, His judgment became inevitable. God's holy response to the horror of sin should increase our awe of Him and the fact He has redeemed us. Witness and worship, Revelation chapters 4 and 5. The power of the bold, often sacrificial witness of a redeemed life rises as a repeated theme in Revelation. The book offers the testimony of Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. John attested that he wrote all he heard and saw. God's people in churches such as Ephesus and Philadelphia received commendation and promise of His reward for upholding truth about Jesus. God's people know God and worship Him because He is worthy. Revelation resonates with the music and worship of His angels, His people, and all creation. Exalted elders and amazing living creatures never stop praising God day and night around God's throne, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Resurrection and renewal, Revelation chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, and chapter 11, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said, "I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever." In Revelation chapter 5, John saw Jesus both as the triumphant Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, and a lamb, looking as if He had been slain. Resurrection and victory followed Jesus' sacrifice. Similarly, Jesus' witnesses die but will be raised to life into His eternal kingdom. Revelation promises God's people rewards, renewal, and victory with the Lord Jesus, who died so they can live with Him today and forever. The mystery and majesty of the triune God, the doctrine of the Trinity. Though God has revealed Himself in His perfect Word, the Bible, the truth about His infinite character cannot be fully contained in human thoughts and words. The truth that God is one, yet three, represents an inexpressible wonder. As individual persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are equally God and work together in seamless unity of purpose. From Genesis to Revelation, the mystery of the Trinity unfolds. Together, the three persons of God work in and for God's people. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus came to earth and returned to heaven after dying for humanity's sin and rising from the dead to conquer sin and death for those who put their trust in Him. The Holy Spirit now indwells believers, giving them power to live transformed lives and share the gospel with the world. People sometimes ignore or reject the concept of the Trinity, failing to accept what they cannot fully explain. What would God be like if we could contain Him in our limited expressions? The God of eternity surpasses and exceeds us in every way. When we fail to find comfort in God's mysterious and exalted person, we sacrifice the stability and perspective we desperately need. Though the truth about God, especially the Trinity, confounds our minds, God's presence and power settle our hearts. How does God's mystery and wonder point you beyond yourself? We seek and worship a trustworthy, majestic, three-in-one God who anchors our souls. Will you study Revelation with a heart to understand more about Him? Division 2. How should I understand Revelation? People often characterize Revelation as a book filled with multi-headed monsters and symbolic numbers only scholars could attempt to understand. However, God intended Revelation to bless His people, those who love and serve Him. Apocalyptic writing. John introduced his letter as the revelation from Jesus Christ. The Greek word he used for revelation, apokalypsis, means disclosure or unveiling, and refers to a type of literature familiar to John's first readers. The Old Testament books of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Zechariah also contain examples of apocalyptic writing. Many more apocalyptic writings also exist outside of the Bible. This style typically presents a narrative message received in a dream or vision, often with an accompanying explanation. An angel frequently speaks to a human recipient. The events recorded are both temporal, earthly, and transcendent, relating to God and spiritual beings, and can announce the present as well as predict the future. This kind of message sometimes relates to a crisis or protests worldly views. Apocalyptic writing in Scripture assures readers that God controls history and His universe, bringing hope and comfort to believers enduring trials. He has a plan and program to deal with evil. Revelation presents a series of pictures of the last times on earth when God concludes history and introduces the eternal state. God alone determines how the earth's history will end. Apocalyptic literature often excites, challenges, and puzzles modern readers. Even John wrote of matters he did not fully understand. Often the meaning of symbols understood in the writer's time are not obvious today. For example, a horn symbolizes a powerful king or kingdom, an association not naturally drawn today. The visual nature of apocalyptic literature often appeals to people today. The stark imagery makes us not only think, but also see and feel. Popular movies filled with fantastic special effects demonstrate how much humans relate to pictures and images. The dramatic scenes of Revelation, revealing God's glorious and exalted throne and the terror of cataclysmic judgments, stuns us. The images within Revelation symbolize future events rather than depicting them literally. We may be unsure of the timing and context of many events, but God's knowledge and control of the future give His people blessed assurance. Biblical thinking. John wrote in the apocalyptic style with a biblical perspective. John was devout, trained by Jesus Himself, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Scenes and images he wrote of often mirror other parts of the Bible, confirming the consistency of God's message. The tree of life envisioned by John ties to Genesis and the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, prompted by Satan in the form of a serpent. In Revelation, Satan appears as a dragon. The angel Michael and his heavenly army defeat the ancient serpent, hurling him down from heaven. God again grants His people access to the tree of life through the redemption won by the Lamb. Ultimately, God wins the cosmic battle of time and eternity. Old Testament parallels flow throughout Revelation. John saw an altar in heaven and the Ark of the Covenant, both described in the book of Exodus. God's redeemed people sing the song of Moses, probably referring to Exodus chapter 15, the celebration song of Israel after they crossed the Red Sea. The prophecies of Isaiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Zechariah parallel scenes in Revelation. Isaiah envisioned the new heavens and new earth. Daniel saw the Son of Man with heaven's citizens gathered before him, as well as terrible beasts who were enemies of God. Ezekiel witnessed living creatures before God's throne like those seen in Revelation. He and Zechariah also saw a vision of a restored temple with a river flowing from God's throne, similar to Revelation's New Jerusalem. Revelation brings the Bible to a glorious finale. Will you commit to biblical thinking as you study the consummation of God's consistent message revealed throughout His Word? Symbolic numbers. Revelation repeats meaningful numbers. Interpreters differ about whether these numbers are literal or symbolic. When John spoke of 12 tribes of Israel or 12 apostles, we know from history he spoke literally. But did he foretell a literal number of people when he pictured 144,000, a multiple of 12, from the tribes of Israel with seals on their foreheads? Scholars have differing opinions. The most repeated number in Revelation is 7, which in some contexts represents completeness and perfection. Because Revelation perfectly completes God's story of human history, this seems appropriate. There were 7 churches to whom John wrote, Seven lampstands with seven angels and seven stars represent those churches. The Lamb with seven horns and seven eyes was found worthy to open the seven seals of God's scroll. This leads to seven scenes beneath the seals, and to seven trumpets and seven bowls of wrath. God's people receive seven blessings in Revelation. The fascinating, mysterious numbers in Revelation perhaps point to God's perfect rule of the universe and plan to redeem His people. God upholds a structure we often do not fully understand. The circumstances of God's people's lives are not random, but part of His ordered, sovereign plan. Historical references. While John did not date his letter, most scholars believe John wrote Revelation as an old man near the close of the 1st century AD. Numerous references to suffering and martyrdom point to this time when persecution of Christians by the Roman Empire intensified. Jesus said to the church at Pergamum, "I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, not even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan dwells." Chapter 17 comes close to identifying the symbolic Babylon with Rome, the city with seven hills, symbolizing great powers that persecute believers. Some view Babylon as a future literal city that will see the concentration of all that is wicked. Packed with mysterious imagery and written amid profound persecution, Revelation stirs our anticipation. As we try to unpack each chapter and verse and wrestle with their meaning, we eagerly anticipate the glory to come. Division 3. What difference does Revelation make? Perspective of God. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. The study of Revelation is not merely interesting or academic, but life-changing. Jesus will richly bless every person who reads this book and conforms to its truth. To take Revelation to heart is to live under the authority of God's agenda. Revelation helps us understand the destructiveness of sin, love God's presence, and honor His Son. This book illumines God's vision for His people, freeing them from pursuit of lives and futures prescribed by this world's short-sighted assumptions. God's loving redemption and renewal can shape your perspective on life and eternity. Seeing what will be helps us know how to respond now. Perseverance and purity. Revelation chapter 2, verses 2, 3, and 10. Chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. Chapter 13, verse 8. And chapter 18, verse 4. Jesus repeatedly calls His people to persevere in loyalty to Him, despite worldly pressure and opposition. He knows exactly what His people face and promises eternal rewards. Jesus calls His people to hold firm in His truth, not compromising with false religion or unbiblical living. Pervasive evil makes ignoring or disobeying God seem normal. John wrote of the Lord's redeemed people, "They follow the Lamb wherever He goes. They were purchased from among mankind and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless." The sobering reality of judgment in Revelation motivates God's people to live in purity and share the gospel with others. God is patient, giving people time to repent, but the reality of coming judgment remains certain. The Redeemer's presence and promise assure His followers of His strength. Power and victory. Revelation chapter 11, verses 3 through 15, and chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. Jesus sees His people when they experience hardship and empowers them as His representatives. Triumph is theirs through Jesus' death and resurrection. He calls believers to follow Him in sacrifice, love Him more than their very lives, and experience triumph through His power. They triumphed over Him, Satan the dragon, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. God's promised eternal victory offers God's people assurance for today. Take to heart. Hold fast. In the book of Revelation, John recorded Jesus' message to his people regarding the settled future ordained by sovereign God. Powerful images of judgment and promises of full redemption offer hope and an eternal perspective to God's suffering people. Jesus, the Lion of Judah and the slain Lamb, will vanquish Satan, evil, and evildoers, and establish God's eternal kingdom. No matter how the details in Revelation are interpreted, this glorious book offers a deliberate focus on our victorious Savior and certainty for those living in a world that appears uncertain. Lasting security cannot be found in this world. Even the stars will fall at God's command. God provides hope that this world cannot take away and for which we yearn. Will you approach Revelation with expectancy? Nothing about the future escapes God's control. Redeemed by His Son, God's people rest safe as they await the final victory and renewal He promises. Only the Lamb of God leads His people to strong, enduring, radiant life forever in the presence of holy, almighty God. Apply it. What will you ask God to do as you study Revelation? Though you came intrigued, do you desire to leave transformed? Will you set aside your preconceived ideas about this mysterious book and read each chapter seeking God's comfort and hope? Trust that God intends to reveal timely, practical truth that will impact your life today. Will you ask God for understanding of His perspective on the world and your life? The study will be challenging, but worth it. Revelation divides humanity into two distinct camps. God knows the people who follow the Lamb and those who seek only this world. How much do you think about those who need Jesus, the new life He gives, and the hope He alone offers? Revelation may be God's call for you to tell others about the Savior. Time is short and judgment is sure, but God's grace through Christ remains certain. People have many ideas about God and how He works. God created the world in eternity past and controls the outcome of eternity future. His eternal truth exponentially exceeds the limited wisdom and experience we gain through a few decades of life on earth. Everything God declares remains true and certain. Revelation reveals God and His Son, the triumphant Lord Jesus. We study Revelation not merely to satisfy our curiosity about the shrouded future, but to know and worship God. When John saw God's glory, he fell at His feet like a dead man. When you see the Lord in His glory, how will you worship Him? His splendor can transform your heart. Make room in your life to worship the God who sits on heaven's throne. This concludes this week's lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll join you again next week.